City leaders in East Lansing are about to begin discussions on the next city budget. Fiscal year 2014 is almost here, and development, housing, and other issues are among others that are confronting East Lansing leaders. And here to talk about all of that, East Lansing City Manager George Lahannis and the city's Director of Planning, Building, and Development, Tim Dempsey. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, still not too late to say that, I hope. We're launching into another budget process for fiscal year 2014. How challenging do you expect it to be this spring, and what costs and what revenues are in play here, George?
Well, you know, we're actually in Michigan coming at the end of about 10 years of very difficult times for city government. We've had decreasing revenues from state share revenue, which is the state government redistributing sales taxes back to cities. So we've had quite a tough time now in Michigan. All local governments have had that situation. East Lansing, we're, you know, no different, though we've been, I think, doing a very responsible job of tightening our belts all along, controlling costs through paring back the size of our workforce. We saw the results of that this past fall in our audit from last year, where we see that the city actually added to our general fund reserves by a modest amount, which means to me and certainly to our auditors that we were controlling costs even in the face of declining revenues. We're just at the start of our budget process now. We are several months away from having a full budget prepared and approved by council. But what we really do over the next couple of weeks is sit down with the city council, let them see a five-year forecast and the budget really thrown together in its first form. Then there's lots of opportunities for public input. Our residents have a chance to come in over numerous meetings, public meetings, to give input on the budget, what they value, what they want to see. And so at this point, it's too soon to tell. We'll know better in a week or two. But I think that the message will likely be the same. We'll continue controlling costs. We've had some assistance from our residents in terms of a library millage that helps the general fund and the library. So I would say we are cautiously optimistic and see some positive signs on the horizon.
Now, most cities and municipalities face long-term pension and health care deficits, though. Does East Lansing?
Yes, East Lansing in that respect. I would say cities of a certain size, so when you get to a certain type of organization, and East Lansing would fall into that, cities that have been in existence for a while that provide police and fire services and at a certain population have what we would term as legacy costs. They have provided defined benefit pensions, and they provided a promise of health care at retirement to employees over the past 30 or 40 years. And as your organization tends to shrink over the last 10 years, as I mentioned, those benefits get quite costly because you simply have less people working, more people retired over time, and that becomes a burden both to pay for the health care and the pension.
You got a number you can attach to that? I mean, a 30-year number or something like that?
There are actually numbers of health care where the city has an obligation of perhaps $40 to $44 million unfunded 4 years ago. We have been making our payments on that over the past 4 years of $1.6 million. So we haven't had the exact number with market returns yet, but I would say we are close to having funded at $7 million or more of that unfunded liability. So that's going from zero to $7 million over 4 years. So we think we're moving that very much in the right direction.
But with 30-some million to go
unfunded
over the long haul.
And that's payment that we would need to make over the next, like you mentioned, 25 years.
Right.
So that presents a challenge to us as it does to many other cities. It really has been, for us, the private sector got that strong message about these unfunded liabilities in the early 90s, and you saw significant changes. Those changes came in accounting practices to local governments in the late 90s or early 2000s, when we started to actually have to recognize not just what we're spending in the current year to pay for those benefits, but recognize the long-term obligation. So that's what you're getting at. We've displayed those numbers, and we're working at them in a responsible manner to make progress.
Tim Dempsey, what's the latest? We're talking with George Lahannis, East Lansing City Manager, and Tim Dempsey, the city's Director of Planning, Building, and Development. Tim, what's the latest regarding the Grand River Abbott Road properties? I know a plan for 2 four-story buildings is apparently on the table for what is now 100 through 140 West Grand River, mixed use, but some unpaid taxes are a hurdle. Who owes whom? How much, I guess.
Sure. The properties that you're talking about that are in question, there are taxes owed to the city. There was a question raised whether or not they could proceed with the application. We do have a requirement in the city charter where we essentially cannot approve or move forward on agreements with people that are owing in back taxes. However, a site plan application is not defined as a contract. So you got a site plan,
but not a contract.
Correct.
Okay.
We do not have a development agreement on this particular project anymore. If I could give a little bit of context on the whole project.
Please.
We had a five-acre redevelopment site under the City Center 2 project. And then in June of last year, when our city council decided not to proceed with the developer, what we did, the city decided to look at issuing a request for proposals and qualifications for about the 2.5 acres that the city controls. So we've done that. Those are due on February 8th. That's kind of what we're referring to as our Park District planning area. And then the properties that were in private ownership are the ones that have been advanced for redevelopment, primarily the two buildings that are right on Grand River, as well as the old Evergreen Arms apartment along Evergreen. That's a separate kind of proposal to just rehab that apartment building. So that's the project that's going through the process and had the issue with the taxes that you mentioned.
Now, is Strathmore Development and Scott Chappelle the developer here, or is this a subsidiary of Strathmore?
There's actually two development entities that are involved, Cata Investment and City Center 2 Properties. They're both LLCs. There's a different controlling interest besides Mr. Chappelle. The project's actually been represented by Bergman and Associates. They're the agent representative of that ownership entity.
So, now, some activists in East Lansing allege a lack of transparency in addition to unpaid taxes that dates back some years. Is there anything to these allegations as far as you're concerned?
No, I think we've been very forthcoming in this new RFQP process. One of the things that we did before we even issued it was we had a series of community forums where we got the community together to give us input on that process. What did they want to see? How should we structure this RFQP? We had a lot of public input, and our city council and our downtown development authority utilized that input to adjust that RFQP accordingly. As far as the current proposal that's going forward, that's going through our standard site plan review process. We've had public hearings at the Planning Commission level. We'll be having those at the City Council level. City Council has already discussed these projects at a work session. So I think we've been very open about what's on the table in terms of the project, and we're going to be certainly engaging the public even further on the RFQP process as that moves forward.
George Lahannis, any thoughts on the future of the corner of Grand River and Abbott Road?
Well, as Mr. Dempsey said, I mean, we can control what we can control, and that's our portion of the land, the 5.5 acres that the city and the DDA have control over. We're optimistic that next month we'll be getting some hopefully very exciting proposals from developers that can look at our portion of the property. As to what happens exactly on the corner, if that's controlled by another entity, as you mentioned, the City Center 2 and CATA, and they have an application, then the city will give that due consideration and move, then that will move forward through the process as it's justified. But at this point, I think we're particularly excited about the portion of land that we control, and that's where we're looking for developers to partner with to see what great things can come with that.
Sharing Fire Chief Randy Talaferro with Lansing appears to be working out. The city okayed another year-long sharing agreement. Can you comment on that?
Sure. You know, obviously the city of Lansing and all of our regional partners, whether it's Meridian Township, Lansing Township, Delhi, and Delta, have all been working on a fire shared services study. That study started about a year and a half ago and looked at how these six regional departments could provide more efficient fire services to our residents. The chief situation came out of that essentially where Lansing stood to have their chief retire. And in order to sort of facilitate and support the study, they said, well, let's see if we can share East Lansing's chief. And we believe we have an excellent chief in Chief Randy Talaferro. So we agreed to certainly work with our neighbor and share his services with them for this past year. We've been working on this sort of look at how we can improve automatic mutual aid, how we can make fire services better for all of our residents. And I really see that having a shared chief running the two largest departments in the region during that study does nothing but help that. It really helps us sort of unify our approach, standardize policies, if you will, standardize responses. So doing it for this additional year makes sense for us, makes sense for Lansing.
You think you're ever going back to a separate fire chief? I mean, do you have a feeling on that?
I did talk to the City Council about that during our work session, where we said that it is not our intent to continue this current structure into perpetuity. The chief cannot do the work of two people, so we're getting a little less fire chief than we need, because he spends half his time at the City of Lansing and half his time at East Lansing. We're okay with that for the short term, because we're working towards a greater goal of greater collaboration amongst all of our departments, which will hopefully serve us into the future very well. But to ask one person to serve for two separate departments continually isn't fair to Chief Taliaferro, and doesn't give him the ability to do his job with the way he would want to do it.
Well, how long would you want to continue with this arrangement?
Well, what I'm thinking is that, and what we've discussed with Chief Taliaferro and Council, is that there has to be some permanent structure put in place at some point, some sort of a shared administration, where we do that on a permanent basis, where the leadership of our department and Lansing and perhaps more departments is structured that way on a permanent basis. Perhaps there are assistant chiefs that answer to Chief Taliaferro, that there's a unified command structure, but that where that chief's administration simply administers multiple departments.
Are we moving closer to a plan like that, though? I mean,
that's one of the possibilities, where you would continue to maintain separate departments. So we would have an East Lansing Fire Department, the City of Lansing would have their fire department with their employees and their names on the trucks. But one possible model of working together is that you have a shared fire administration, so that your police chief and your fire chief and your fire inspection or fire training come out of one unified command. So that is a possibility. That is an example of the type of thing we would want to see over the coming years, because otherwise, if you were to have a chief serving two departments, it makes sense if they were in the midst of a recruitment process, but they are not actively recruiting a chief, to our understanding, and both of us are simply waiting to see how this study develops and how beneficial it can be to partner more in administration.
The City Council's looking at a proposal involving homeowners that got the approval of your housing commissioner. Pardon me. This would enable homeowners who are having trouble selling their homes to rent their properties for a couple of years, and if I'm not mistaken, to extend that beyond 2 years, if that's possible. Now, resistance from community members got the proposal, I believe, sent back to the Housing Commission for more consideration. What's at the heart of this discussion?
Well, really at the heart of this discussion is the Housing Commission wants to take a look at what they can do to possibly help people who are in the midst of trying to sell their house, but due to the obvious market conditions that are rather tough all around the country, to give people some measure of relief that they can look to rent their house for a very fixed period of time under certain conditions. That did get a lot of good input at the City Council meeting. That's the point of the public process, is to bring something forward, have a public hearing, hear what your residents feel about something, and that happened. And I think we had very good participation, which was useful for Council. They then kicked it back to Housing Commission for further discussion and consideration. So just because the Council is talking about it doesn't mean it will move forward in that format. The Housing Commission will have a second look at it and perhaps come back with some tweaks and recommendations to Council.
We've just got a few seconds. Tell us about the Emerging Leaders program in East Lansing.
That is a really exciting program for us. We have a sort of overall really strong commitment to citizen engagement. We think it's the right thing to do, and we think it is the smart thing to do. It's right because, as a local government, we want lots of involved citizens. It's good for democracy. It's the smart thing to do because it leads to better policy and better outcomes and better buy-in from residents. The East Lansing Emerging Leaders is a part of that. It's taking people who have an interest in government and really letting them know a whole lot about how their city government operates, and hopefully they'll be the people who want to serve in neighborhood organizations, neighborhood associations, on boards and commissions, perhaps even city council. So for us, it's like a citizen academy. It's getting people excited about local government and excited about participating in their local government. So for us, it's a great opportunity.
And more information at cityofeastlansing.org, I would imagine.
Cityofeastlansing.com. Tomorrow is the end of the registration. We're just about full on people, but if people have an interest, please apply.
East Lansing City Manager George Lahannis and East Lansing Director of Planning, Building, and Development Tim Dempsey, many thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.